back, Beats in Space, now with Juan McLean.
Yeah.
Who's... you're reading your iPhone while we're...
He's got a script.
I have a script. I'm getting really distracted here.
Yeah, what's up with this?
There's stuff on my phone. You're distracting me.
So, Juan, you're in town for...
Wait, now you're going to get on your blueberry or whatever.
I'm just
Gayberry.
Just taking a picture. That's okay, yeah. I'm going to tweet it while
Did
we're...
Did I come out?
It's a little... I don't know. There's a flash on it.
All right.
Yeah. Juan, so
yeah.
You're in town. You just
I
were
am.
DJing.
I'm in town.
You didn't
no
say that.
Swearing allowed, right?
Yeah. Don't say
I was saying, shh.
So
what was I?
You were in town for what?
Is this a trick question?
Why?
What
you
was
don't...
I? Just help me out for a second, please.
Empire.
Yes, Empire of the Sun. I played those two shows Sunday and Monday.
They were a tough night, huh?
Well, you know how it is. Like, you've DJed before. you get up in front of, like they hired this model to get up there with me. Because they have, like, all these theatrics. It's almost like Lady Gaga, their whole show. And, I mean, you know how modeling agencies work? Like, they're very, like, specific. They're like, what type do you want?
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, I look and I'm like, there's no black people here, of course. There's 4,000 white people. I was like, how about a black woman? And they're like, you know, skinny, fat, like whatever. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? And
wait. then, what are you getting at, Juan?
I'm not sure exactly. So they hired her to get up there with me and like sit there with me while I DJed because I tried telling her, I was like, look. Are you nervous? And she's like, no, all I have to do is sit there.
She just sits there?
Yeah.
She doesn't dance?
No, nothing. Just sitting there because that was their conceptual idea. They were like, oh, it would be really cool, like a performance art piece if she just sits there. And so I was like, look, it's going to be a little nerve-wracking, you know? And she's like, no, I'll be fine. And then you go out there and there's like, and that place holds at least 3,000 people. And it's a band night, you know, on Sunday night, and they're all just like, you look out and it's a sea of faces just kind of looking at you like you're, like you have a hockey helmet on or something, you know, like waiting for Empire of the Sun to come on.
So they didn't like what you played?
They liked it. They loved it. Of course they did. I mean, when they saw what I was doing and heard what I was playing, they were like,
You think you made a lot more fans over the last two nights?
Oh, I know I did. Okay. And, but she ran away as soon as we were done playing. She was so upset.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then she came
upset
back the next night, and she was like, I had no idea. I should have listened to you. Like, that was horrifying. And so we talked about it again.
When did you talk about it again?
When? What? I don't understand these questions and why there's a, you're laughing, too? Jesus. Yeah, two of these people have English accents, too, by the way.
Yeah.
You know? Remember that time when my father wanted to fight you in the dressing room in Boston? That just reminded, like, thing of accents. That reminded me of that.
I didn't understand what he was saying to me.
Me either. Yeah.
Why did he want to fight me?
Because me and my friend Ron were talking about a fight that we had been in before. And then you started laughing. And then my father didn't like that. He was like, and then, no, I know what it was. We were talking about fighting. And then my father thought that we were talking about getting in a fight. So my father got excited. He was like, what? Is there going to be a fight? And then you started laughing, and he's like, looked at you like I'll kill you. Yeah, exactly.
He was. Yeah, he was. I was nervous there.
That's Boston, you know?
Well, I mean, you did get in that fight in Atlanta when we were there together.
Oh, that reminds me. Hold on, I have something. How could I forget my drink?
Do you have your monster drink?
I'm not allowed to drink this in the studio. Ooh, I brought this just for you.
Oh my god,
he's good. You know what happens next? When I got in the fight that night, I had two of these,
and you had like three coffees.
Huh? I did become a monster.
That was a pretty good fight. I mean,
that was good, except that the guy ripped my shirt off me, remember? And I had to play with no shirt on.
Wait, hold up the monster terrible. For me there.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, do you mean the drink or the... Oh, yeah. I knew this was going to happen. Anyway.
One.
Yeah.
What else is going on? With, where are you playing next?
I don't know. I don't know why you're asking me.
Wait, so you put out the DJ Kicks album, and now you're just...
I've been gone so much. This year I've been gone... I was in Europe for a month, then I was in America for a month, and then I went back to Europe, and then I went to Canada. All those places, you know?
You're hanging out?
To Mexico? No, what do you mean? I was DJing. I haven't been home. So I put out this DJ Kicks thing, available on K7 Records and Google CD store and iTunes for download as well.
Uh-huh.
And it did really well for me.
So what about music, new music-wise, anything?
New music-wise...
Are you doing any remixes or what's happening?
I'm working on a remix right now, but I forget who it's for. And I'm actually doing, I just met with Brian today, my manager, Brian.
Yeah.
And, I'm doing this project with this woman, Amy Douglas, who's from Boston. She's a singer. And, she has an amazing voice. She's like, can sing like soul singer, like kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be this really you know what I'm saying? So that's going to be great. It's not going to be soul music. It's going to be like pummeling 303 and pianos. You know what I'm saying? You just all that stuff in there.
But
we're listening to the... How do you say his name now?
we say either Schlitz or we
Schlitz
say...
Schlitz robot.
Or we can...
Huh?
You can't swear on here.
Schlitz. You can't swear. Isn't that ridiculous?
Schlitz is
a
beer.
You're from London, isn't it? Oh, you are too. Where are you from? Huh? Newcastle. Oh my God. I'm sorry. But you guys think it's funny that you can't even show, like, when I did my Give Me Every Little Thing video, EMI laughed because we had to make two versions. One without the, can I say boob?
You can say
boobs. One without the boobs and the other one for America, because Americans hate boobs, you know?
What about your original music stuff? Anything? What's going on?
Nothing? I'm going to make a new album at the end of the year.
After you're done touring? Or is it,
I don't know. Brian and I were talking about that today.
Okay.
So
it is on the horizon.
You have to get me off the road.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make this album. It's on the horizon. But death is on the horizon, too, you know? You know what I'm saying? Is that too deep?
So is breakfast.
Brekkie. I don't know what you're getting at, really.
I was just trying to find out if you're, making any music, that's all.
I am always making music.
I just haven't heard anything, that's all. I don't know, maybe you just don't send it to me.
No, I send you everything when I make it.
But
I'm not going to go 3 years again between albums, that's for sure. You know what I mean? Like, this time we're on a schedule. It's like it's going to get done. And what else should I be mentioning? Oh, my... but the biggest thing that I've been working on, and Rory as well, is our TTCT... organization.
Well, what is that?
Well, it's
don't reveal too much.
It's hard. We have
it's an organization.
There's an NDA that we all have to sign.
Yeah,
which is a non-disclosure agreement for those
NGA,
who don't know.
NGA.
And we have a strict NGA policy as well.
What's that?
No girls allowed. So it's basically the most I can say is it's a collection of dudes. All over the world. We get together by the internet in a chat room every day to discuss mainly. What do we discuss?
Fine wine, literature.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that.
Yeah. We. One. I mean, one time we discussed for 3 days whether you can condoms really if it's a myth that they prevent STDs in pregnancy, and we came to the conclusion that it is. They were entirely unnecessary. It was also heavily debated whether or not someone argued that if you peed inside a girl, you could she wouldn't get pregnant. Can I say that?
I missed all of this, by the way.
Yeah, you can. You're gonna edit. You can edit those parts out, right?
Woo, one.
Well, anyway, that's what I've been spending most of my time doing. We had our first show recently in L.A. I just got back from that. And that was great.
You had a show?
Yeah, and we want you to play the show. We put on shows. That was our first one. We're putting on the second one soon. To let you know, like, the level of intelligence levels in there, we were trying to think of a good name for the second one, and someone came up with the brilliant idea of... First, we argued about what was first, Labor Day or Memorial Day, and we decided that Memorial Day came at the end of the summer. So we decided that the second show was going to be called TTC2 Memorial Day. We were really excited. We had the shirts printed up and the flyers and everything. And then recently, I was looking at my calendar, and I realized that actually it's at the beginning of the summer. So we're we're working on a lot of things.
Okay.
But you know Ron.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the glue that holds it together.
Okay.
Dirty Dave is kind of like the soul.
The soul of it.
When you need advisement, you go to Dave.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yes. Does he not? He always has good advice, doesn't he?
He does. He does. I appreciate Dirty Dave's advice. One, I think we should...
What else? There was so much I was supposed to say. James and Pat and DJ Nancy.
Yeah.
I was supposed to say something to them, but I hate it when people do that. You know, when people are like, "Hey, say hi to so and so."
They said
I'm staying at DJ's place tonight. It's rude to leave a place dirtier than when you got there, don't you think? Or no?
Usually, I mean, it depends on what the dirtiness is, I guess.
What else have I been up to, really? What do I do?
You post a lot on Facebook. And,
yeah. I don't really, but...
You don't?
Other people do. I mean, I try to every day a little bit.
I mean, it seems like you're always on there. You and some... no one can go into it.
Yeah, it's best not to go down that road. Anyway... Well,
one, I think we should get to your DJ.
Can I say a little bit about it, though?
Yeah, say something about it.
I was gonna go a little dark tonight.
Yeah.
There's some people like do you know LaVon Vincent?
Yes.
He's an amazing producer, and he's from here in New York. And I feel like those guys don't get much attention.
Well, I tried to get him on the radio show, but he said he couldn't come on for a year and a half.
Yeah. Those guys are so, keep it so real, it's insane. Like, there's no MP3s of the tracks, it's all only on vinyl.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to play a couple of things from him.
Good, so we can have it on MP3 now.
I didn't even think of that. Will he get mad about that? Here, I think I'm doing them like I think I'm doing something good, and I end up doing something bad, which is kind of the story of my life, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Oh, Celine, too. You should probably say something to her. You guys should get married, I think, you and Celine. You know?
Why?
I don't know. You kind of look the same. Like, you both have the same glasses. That's as far, I don't know, that's as far as I got, really.
Thanks, Juan.
All right.
Okay. you said your piece now?
I know there's all kinds of stuff I was supposed to say, but okay. I forgot. I totally forgot.
Missed your script. Well, yeah, I think we've done our talking.
Okay.
And we've played over three of the new Schlitz Robots tracks.
Oh, I sing on one of them and play a lot of instruments.
I
don't want to listen to that with my voice.
I was going to play it, but...
Yeah, no.
I was actually, when you weren't going to be here playing tonight, then I was actually going to play it.
Okay, that makes sense.
But but we'll play it.
It's awesome,
time.
Though, yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Okay, okay. Get on the mic. I mean, get on the turntables. Juan McClain here, Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, going for another hour.
Downs, man, because it's the best. House music is in the mix. It's still astounds me, because it's the best.
House music. We'll be right back. my girlfriend. I had a white hot pants, a chiffon blouse, a ponytail. And my father was waiting for the light in his car, and he saw me, he recognized me. And he went straight to my house before I could get there and told my mother, "Your son is a woman." She didn't press it then, but like maybe a few months later when she noticed that I had breasts, everything started coming together. She really was devastated. How could you have breasts bigger than mine? You're growing nails. You're becoming a woman right before my very eyes. I can't hold my head up. I'm embarrassed. She still loves me.
Yeah.
Beats of Space, WNYU, 89.1 FM. That was Juan McLean here. That was pretty...
What was it?
Pretty tough stuff, Juan.
Yeah, it was tough guys.
You're a tough guy. I mean, that was kind of like the monster drink.
I was going to say, it's not him, it's the monster talking.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Berghain?
Yeah, we played there together. Remember?
Why do you always, you get hung up on details that I, you know what I'm saying? Rory, have you been to Berghain?
I can't say I have. Am I even on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, right, I can't hear myself. But no, I've never been there.
It's great. Yeah. You go, you take your shirt off, you roll around with some dudes. And...
Brodeo.
It is a bro, and it's a massive brodeo.
We're done, Juan. We're over.
What am I supposed to do now?
Go home.
Wander the streets.
I don't have a home.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can go to the DFA office and sleep on the floor.
I don't sleep there anymore.
You don't?
No, God, no.
Good.
It was very depressing.
Yeah.
I'm staying at DJ's tonight.
Oh, yeah. You're making it dirty.
Yeah.
He
can wash his sheets when he gets home.
So you're not sleeping on a bed of unsold yacht albums anymore?
Of unsoiled what?
Unsold yacht albums.
Oh my god.
Some beef going right here.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yacht have actually done quite well for DFA. Kids love them.
But seriously, we have to go. Well, there's no more time.
What do you mean?
There's no more time.
What happens now?
The station shuts down. I mean, it doesn't, it does shut down.
Let's just keep going all night.
Where's the off button?
I just turned down, and then I play instant replay here.
Okay.
So thank you guys both for coming on the show. Rory Phillips, Juan McLean.
Yep.
And we'll be back next Tuesday, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Live.
Of course.
Beats in Space.